From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The former head of the biggest bank to fail in U.S. history goes before a Senate subcommittee for questioning today. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports a Senate probe of Washington Mutual uncovers a pattern of fraud and other misconduct.
The panel found the bank made subprime loans it knew were likely to go bad and then packaged them into risky securities but didn't warn investors about what they were getting. In one California loan office, 83% of the loans were found to be fraudulent. In another, nearly 60%. The bank's pay system, the investigators found, rewarded loan officers for overcharging borrowers. Investigators concluded that the company's internal auditors and former senior executives knew of many of the problems long before the bank collapsed, but many of the practices continued. Senator Carl Levin, whose committee conducted the probe, said the panel will wait until after the hearings are completed to decide if it will refer the matter to the Justice Department for possible criminal prosecution. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A new report says American families will likely suffer the effects of the recent recession long after the economy recovers. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says a study points out a number of correlations.
In earlier downturns, people who lost jobs actually had a substantially higher death rate over the next two decades. Stephanie Kuntz of the Council on Contemporary Families says job loss can lead to family strife, bad health, and depression, and this holds true for children as well.
Kids who were raised poor in previous recessions are three times more likely to stay poor as adults, or to develop problems such as drinking or depression that stands in the way of their being able to hold down a job.
The council report notes that domestic violence has risen, as in previous recessions. Paradoxically, divorce is down, though demographers say that's because couples can't afford to split up. Some predict a surge in separations when the economy recovers. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says he is determined to find out what caused the explosion last week at a coal mine that killed 29 people.
That is our goal. That is our commitment. That is our promise. And we will work and we will not stop until we accomplish that.
Manchin says the investigation will be transparent. A state panel that writes mine safety rules says it wants to join investigators underground. State and federal authorities say they suspect high methane levels may have played a role in the explosion. Massey Energy, which owns the mine, has been cited and fined repeatedly for ventilation problems. Company chief executive Don Blankenship disputes accusations that he has put profits ahead of safety. President Obama addresses the nuclear summit in Washington today. The White House welcomes leaders to focus on keeping nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorists. This is NPR. There's a problem with a new piece of equipment spacewalking astronauts have installed on the International Space Station. NPR's Joe Palca says after astronauts installed an ammonia tank for the space station's cooling system, they couldn't get everything to work together properly.
When mission controllers tried to integrate the tank with the coolant system, coolant failed to flow properly from the fresh tank. Initial indications are that there's a problem with a nitrogen line that's supposed to pressurize the tank, but engineers on Earth want to think about the problem for a while before they decide what to do next. The shuttle is scheduled to undock from the space station on Saturday and land on Monday. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Toyota has another problem. After recalling millions of cars and trucks for possible braking and unintended acceleration issues, Consumer Reports magazine says the Lexus GX460 SUV is more prone to roll over under certain conditions than it should be. Here's Consumer Reports auto testing chief David Champion.
Maybe if you're coming off an exit ramp a little bit too fast, lift off the throttle because it's a little bit tighter, the tail of the vehicle could come around, could strike a curb, actually go off the road into the soft verge, and may cause a rollover.
Champion says the problem is revealed in Consumer Reports road tests. He says he thinks the cause is a glitch in computer software for the vehicle's stability control system, and he says it should be fairly simple to fix. But in the meantime, Consumer Reports is putting a rare do-not-buy recommendation on the GX460. Nonprofit Consumer Reports, which does not accept advertising, says the Lexus is prone to slide when driven in sweeping turns. Toyota says it will try to duplicate the Consumer Reports result and takes the warning seriously. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.